This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents Reservoir 13 by John McGregor, read by Matt Bates.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. They gathered at the car park in the hour before dawn and waited to be told what to do. It was cold and there was little conversation. There were questions that weren't being asked. The missing girl's name was Rebecca Shaw. When last seen, she'd been wearing a white hooded top. A mist hung low across the moor, and the ground was frozen hard. They were given instructions, and then they moved off, their boots crunching on the stiffened ground, and their tracks fading behind them as the heather sprang back into shape. She was 5 feet tall, with dark blonde hair. She had been missing for hours. They kept their eyes down, and they didn't speak, and they wondered what they might find. The only sounds were footsteps and dogs barking along the road and faintly a helicopter from the reservoirs. The helicopter had been out all night and found nothing, its searchlights skimming across the heather and surging brown streams. Jackson's sheep had taken the fear and had scattered through a broken gate, and he had been up all hours bringing them back. The mountain rescue teams and the cave teams and the police had found nothing, and at midnight a search had been called. It hadn't taken much to raise...